Well, brethren, what a difference a week can make, because we have an absolutely gorgeous day out there today, and it wasn't quite that way last week. I hardly could even make it out of my street. We had a large tree that was down in our road. It covered about 3/4 of the road, and I managed to get around it, and there were just numerous roads on the island that were closed due to down trees and down power lines. And got down to the ferry and waited a couple hours, and thankfully, I really want to thank Bob Rayner for stepping in and taking my place. I heard he did a fine job. You will see by my message, it was very much intended for last week, but I think it still can be used this week as well. I think all of you probably are aware and have heard the news that the Seahawks did not win the Super Bowl. But brethren, I have good news. You and I can still win the real Super Bowl. The Super Bowl that was played last Sunday in reality is nothing more than a piece of pigskin inflated with air, a bunch of men running up and down a field, running with it, throwing it, catching it, and kicking it. Nothing more. But brethren, you and I are in a contest, a real Super Bowl. Paul refers to it as a race. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, Paul writes, "Know you not that they that run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. Even so, run that you may attain." At the beginning of this season, 32 NFL teams all had the same hope and goal of becoming Super Bowl champions. Last Sunday, it came down to the Seattle Seahawks and Pittsburgh Steelers. But now, there is only one champion, the Steelers. But brethren, they will only be champions for a few months until the summer, when all over again, at the end of July, the teams will go back to training camp, all start over again, and again, try to pursue the goal of Super Bowl champions. In God's race, it's different. In our race, our journey to his kingdom, each one of us can become a champion. God wants us to win that race. And we must remember that at the finish line, awaits the kingdom of God. And in his kingdom, we will be there for eternity. Not champions for a few short months, but for all of our eternity, which our minds cannot even grasp what that truly means. I've entitled my sermonette, The Real Super Bowl. And with the time remaining, what I'd like to do is draw parallels between last week's Super Bowl and our journey towards the kingdom of God. The first parallel I'd like to draw is the prize that we receive is so much more valuable, I shouldn't even compare it, than that of the winners of the Super Bowl. The winners of the Super Bowl last week received the Vince Lombardi Trophy. It's a trophy named after one of the great NFL coaches. The trophy itself is handcrafted by Tiffany & Company. Its value is $12,500. The trophy depicts a football in a kicking position and is made entirely of sterling silver. It's about 22 inches tall, weighs 7 pounds, and it takes 72 man hours to create it. But notice the prize that we will attain by winning our race. Again, in 1 Corinthians 9:24, Paul wrote, "Even so run that you may attain." But in verse 25 it says, "And every man that strives in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, or possibly a trophy, but we an incorruptible." Brethren, that incorruptible crown can't be measured in terms of money. It's not $12,500, it's not $1 million, but it's a crown that we can all wear as a part of God's kingdom. And we must always remember what God so clearly tells us, that we must never, ever let any man take that crown from us. The second parallel I'd like to draw is that it is a long race. It took the Seahawks 30 long, and sometimes very long, years to make it to the Super Bowl. Yet in this room, there are many of you that have already been running the race far more than 30 years. And we don't know how much longer we have, but no matter what, each one of us must be determined to continue to run and to never, ever give up. As poor as the Seahawks were in some years, they should have given up, but they didn't. And they reached their goal, in part at least making it to the Super Bowl, but again fell short of their ultimate goal. Brethren, we cannot and should not fail in our goal. Notice what is written in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. At 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. It's written there, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And in verse 8, now there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all those who love his appearing. Brethren, we too can reach our goal if we finish the course and keep the faith. The third parallel that I'd like to make is that for the past 2 weeks, this city has been excited. Prior to the Super Bowl, they were excited about the opportunity their team had to be. This week, they were excited, maybe miffed, maybe angry about how poor the officiating was. But no matter what, during the past 2 weeks, there has been a lot of excitement in this city, no matter where you'd go. On Whidbey Island, every billboard in South Whidbey that could display something, all of them read something like Go Seahawks or similar. Even the local church, instead of having the Sermon of the Week, instead read Go Seahawks. St. James Cathedral, there was a special Seahawks prayer service last weekend. And I can go on and on. But brethren, if people in this city, in this world, can get this excited about men running up and down a field with an inflated pigskin, how excited can we be that God has given the opportunity to us to be a part of his kingdom? Life can be difficult. Life is difficult at times. Satan wants to discourage each one of us in any way that he can. Brethren, we need to remain excited about our journey. And yes, at times we will become discouraged. But we need to make sure that when we become discouraged, we don't let it linger. That as quickly as we can, we get back up on our feet, we remember the goal that is in front of us, and again, we remain excited about the opportunity that we have. So just remember, if Seattle can be excited about men running up and down with a pigskin, you and I certainly can be excited for the calling and opportunity God has given us. The final parallel I'd like to make is between the Seahawks quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck, and ourselves. And I found this point to be quite interesting. I'll have to give you a little bit of background. Mike Holmgren is the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, and he became their coach back in 1999. But prior to that, he was the Green Bay Packers coach. He led them to become Super Bowl champions. And in his last year in Green Bay, he drafted a young man out of Boston College, and his name was Matt Hasselbeck. Now, Matt never played for Mike Holmgren. He didn't even make the Green Bay Packers team that year. He was only on the practice squad. When Mike Holmgren became the coach of the Seahawks, he never forgot about the young man that he thought had much promise as a future NFL quarterback. Much as God looked down at us at one day and said, there is a man or there is a woman who has great promise, and I want that young man or that young woman to be a part of my future kingdom. And so after two seasons in Green Bay, Mike Holmgren made a trade for Matt Hasselbeck. He wanted him specifically to be the future quarterback of the Seahawks. So in his first season in 2001, it wasn't the most successful season. In seasons after that, he was somewhat successful. But Matt Hasselbeck was never as successful as he was this year. The Seahawks offense was the number one offense in all of the NFL. He led the Seahawks to the Super Bowl, and tomorrow he will be the starting quarterback in the All-Pro game. But the interesting fact that I found out in listening to all the media hype prior to the game is there was an interview with Mike Holmgren, and he said, what was the difference this year? And he said, the difference this year was my quarterback. He goes, for the past four seasons, I've been working with him, and I've been telling him, Matt, this is the way you need to play the game. But you know what? Matt Hasselbeck was much like you and I. Because he would listen to his coach, and he would say, yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like a good idea. But Matt Hasselbeck has been a football player for many years, and he had his own way of doing things. And so in past years, he would listen to his coach, but then he'd go out and do it his own way. This year he was different. He listened to his coach. He did what Coach Holmgren wanted him to do. And as a result, he was much more successful. And even in a sense, he was always trying to have more control to himself. But in a sense, when he listened to his coach, the coach in turn gave him that control that he wanted. Brethren, what about you and I? Are we doing it God's way? Are we doing it Christ's way? Or are we saying and listening, oh yes, that sounds right. That sounds like a good idea. But then we turn around and we go out and we do it our own way. It is so easy for us to do it our own way. And fortunately, for myself, sometimes it even comes natural. But instead, each one of us, daily we need to take up our cross and not do it our way, but do it God's way. In conclusions, I'd like to ask you to turn to Hebrews 12. In Hebrews 12, I'll be reading verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1. Therefore, since we also are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and sat down at the right of the throne of God. Brethren, we don't need to worry about whether we will make it or whether a good call or bad call will be made, because Jesus Christ and God are righteous judges. Brethren, what we need to focus on is that we have a great prize that we can attain through running the race. It's a long race, sometimes a difficult race. Nonetheless, we must continue to run and never, ever give up. We need to remain focused on the goal. We need to remain excited about the opportunity we have to be a part of God's kingdom. And finally, daily we need to look to Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, and not to ourselves, as we make our journey to the real Super Bowl, the kingdom of God.